Hello, my name's Egan.
My name's Jake.
And today we're going to be doing a podcast on whether or not college athletes should be paid.
So many students, they can't afford to go to their dream school or do the things they want to do later in life. So that would kind of be a setback from getting paid. They need to get paid so they can afford to go to their dream school and do what they want and continue their passion for what they want to do later in life.
Yeah, that makes sense, but many of the students that are good enough and are going to go somewhere to their dream college are going to be able to get scholarships, or they're going to have benefits compared to other students who are just going there for school.
Also, college athletes put their bodies and lives at risk every time they get on the court, field, or etc. So there have been many instances of players becoming paralyzed or seriously injured from a hit in a football game or even a broken leg in a basketball game. And some of these players are striving to become professionals, but these injuries could cost them their whole life and also stop them from playing ever again. So if they get paid, it helps them realize, like, this isn't the last time that they could be playing this sport. It could help them learn how to, you know, deal with money and all that kind of stuff. And there was actually an instance in 2013 where this basketball player from Louisville, Kevin Ware, suffered a horrific injury, and he actually broke his leg while attempting to block a shot of an opposing player. And he broke his leg in half, and 6 months later he came back, and he was kind of devastated that he wasn't getting paid for the time that he had off. So if these players got injured and still got paid, that would help them, you know, reassure themselves that they, you know, still have a chance to come back.
Now 5 out of 6.
Kevin Ware just took a shot. Oh my goodness. That is a gruesome looking injury to Kevin Ware.
I know that paying the players would help them financially and help them in life, but college sports are about heart and will and, like, your dedication to the game.
Determination,
yeah. And it's all the fans, most fans, well, according, like, what I see, many fans just like college athletes because of their will and determination to win the game and their heart that they have that they put forward just to help their team come out with the W. And do you know how hard it would be to pay every college athlete? Because, I mean, some sports like football or college hockey, they bring in a big income because they have a lot of fans. But other sports like tennis, college tennis, or a sport that's smaller than them, how would they have enough money compared to the football team to be able to pay the players a sufficient amount of money?
Yeah, I agree with you. And it'd also be hard and difficult for players to get paid different amounts. Like, hockey players would get paid more than football athletes, and there would be a big controversy in that. So a pro that I came up with is, you know, college athletes, if they get paid, it would help them support their families and the families that sacrificed them to get where they are, from all those moms or dads who brought them to those games as kids and drove across the country or something like that. It would help them, you know, pay them back and pay, you know, their respects to their families.
Yeah, you have a point there, but if the college athlete, right, and if they're getting paid for playing a sport, obviously they're going to focus more on that sport than their academics, which could impact their future and how they're going to live their life. So I think that's going to about wrap it up for our podcast. Is there anything else you would like to say?
Yeah, I really think that college athletes should get paid because it would support their families. It would help them learn how to deal with money. And it would also help them, you know, come back from injuries and pay for their hospital bills and stuff like that, and et cetera.
And like I said, many college of the athletes receive scholarships. So that is one good reason why they don't have to be paid. And another one is how they're paying them could take away from their heart and will that they put into the game. And the third one would be how it would be way too difficult, like I said, to pay college athletes, because depending on what division you're in or what school you go to or what sport you play, it will depend on how much money your team could bring in and how they would pay the athletes. I don't know how they would have to figure that out. Thank you for listening to our podcast. If you have any questions, please comment.
Or if you have your opinion on stuff, please write comments in the comment below.